So, as far as the fretting hand mechanics go, a lot of people say you should keep your guitar on your left knee, with a footstool like classical guitarists do. I do not do that, so I don't teach it like that. But that is classical, that is quote proper position, which I don't do. So there you go. However, it should be fairly centered. Once it's on your knee and it's centered, we talked about this a little bit. The angle, if you do put it on your left knee with a footstool, it ends up that your guitar is like at a 35 or 45 degree angle, like going up. The neck is going up that far. And your back should be straight, of course. This is a big one, too, people don't do. I don't even do it that sometimes. I forget. Keep your back straight. People are like, well, I want to see, I want to see. Well, first of all, it's good practice to play in the dark. Have you ever done it? Play in complete darkness and see if you can get around on that thing. It's great practice. So, I remember some friends of mine picking up a guitar and being like, how can you even play an instrument where you can't even see what's going on? Like, it's kind of like that. And you can always tell an amateur band, too, when you get band photos and everyone's staring at their neck. And I do too. I do it too. But, some of the best performers, they're looking like, think of Eddie Van Halen. He's looking at the camera smiling. He doesn't have to look. So keep your back straight. All right. And then this is something no one talks about. The elbow of the fretting hand should be in close to you. Not like super tight where it's going to restrict the movement. But not, it's not out here. It's right against your body. So let's play, like, I don't know, play any pentatonic scale, like you're in the key of G, all right? That's like, and then just notice, go up one fret. Notice where your elbow is. It's quite far in, right? One bad habit that people do, going back to the picking hand, is that they raise up their picking hand shoulder. While he picks. So keep that level, keep the two shoulders level while you pick. That looks very good. You're sitting up straight. Good. Let's keep going. All right. About the fretting hand itself, the thumb and the fingers should make what they call a taco shape, right? They make a U shape, right? And then you put it up to the neck like this, where your thumb is only halfway up the neck. This is a big area that people don't do. People's thumb go up the neck, like, and they even come around the strings, and they see people doing it, like Hendrix or whatever, had huge hands, and he would put his thumb over the neck to mute strings, which I occasionally do too, but I'm conscious of it. But most of the time, your thumb's gonna be behind, and your fingers, and so this, like, the front, what do you call your palm, your palm of the fretting hand should be well away from the wood. Very bad mistake many people do is they put their palm up against the wood and like they're gripping, like strangling the neck or something. It should be well down here, like your wrist comes forward towards me, and I could, if you were wearing a watch, I could almost see what time it was. It's that far forward, Right, and then where does the thumb go? It goes wherever the second finger is. So when you're in a G minor pentatonic, let's say, starts at fret 3, finger 1 is at fret 3, finger 2 is at fret 4, finger 3 is at fret 5, finger 4 is at fret 6. So 3, 4, 5, 6 is your picking area. Your thumb always goes behind the second relative fret that you're on, whatever position you're on. So in this case, behind fret 4. So halfway up the neck, fret 4. Some guitars have like a line going down the middle of the back of the neck, like strats and things. Does yours have that? So it tells you exactly where you should put your thumb. Right through that line behind the 4th fret. And then let's see you play the G minor pentatonic. Mm-hmm. And then another thing about the thumb, instead of bending it either in or out, keep it locked that it's straight, so that the thumb is straight down the neck. Like, don't push it in like this or out like that. Just keep the thumb straight so that your whole hand, again, is your wrist is coming forward and that taco shape is directly below the neck of the guitar. Yep. All right, now what about the thumb? Like, where exactly, what part of the thumb should touch the neck? It should be on the side, where, like, in other words, the middle of your thumb is not dead on with the neck. You're curved a little bit so that your fingers can be more curled and, you know, on fingertips. Like anywhere within the nail area, you know, it reduces also the surface area so that you can change positions quickly. If you're like your fleshiest part of your thumb is dead on the neck, it's going to be tighter and harder to move it, right? So your thumb is, like, the thumb is locked straight, but it's also on a slant against the fretboard. Right? So. Now, the only exception with the thumb coming around the neck, which you can if you're bending strings and you need that kind of support. Like, if you're bending, and you may need, like, let's say you're bending, I'm on acoustic, so I need even more sort of help with my other fingers, and I'm going to change the position of my thumb to bring it up so that when I bend that string up, it's the thumb is holding things down a little more. It's certainly not back here. I'd have no leverage if I did that. So right now I'm going to ask you to bend. We're in the key of G, pentatonic at the third fret. Bend the second string, sixth fret, up a whole step, and it'll sound like... Mm-hmm. And then as you notice, your thumb moved up and it's well above the halfway point. It's like at the top of the neck, and that's perfectly acceptable. So let's see you do that. Good. Now, if you would, play just regular minor pentatonic, no bending, with your thumb halfway up. And then as you bend, move that thumb up and then go back to playing again with your thumb back down again. One more fret up for the bend. Use finger three, though.
Where do you want me to bend here?
Yeah, but don't try not to move the thumb. Like, I mean, move it when you bend, but don't... You just moved it horizontally. You moved it when you went for the bend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. And then go back to playing and back at the halfway point. Remember to put it back down. Yeah. And so you who are listening, obviously you should be doing all these exercises as well. Play G minor pentatonic with your thumb halfway up. And then do the bend, bring your thumb all the way up to the top of the neck, and then bring it back down again. Remember to bring it back down. Do that a couple times, please. Yup, bring that thumb back down. Perfect. Do that a few times round. One more exception to the thumb behind the neck rule is when you're doing vibrato of certain kinds, like let me see if I can get an example. I really should get the electric out so I can. When I do certain kinds of vibrato, that thumb moves up as well. Like I'm gonna bend. Let's bend the same note. But in this case, instead of bending, you're vibratoing. So your thumb's behind the neck. And then all of a sudden, when you shake that note a lot, same note, the third, the sixth fret of the second string with finger three, yeah. Yeah, notice that thumb changes position. So now the same drill. Pick any notes in the minor pentatonic with your thumb halfway up. And when you get to vibratoing a note, let that thumb come back and then put it back down when you're continuing to play. That's good. The only other exception is if there's certain types of chords that you just cannot reach or get with your thumb behind the neck, then you can bring it up. Those are the three exceptions of bending, vibrato, and certain types of chords. Okay, and unless you're doing vibrato where your first finger does touch the top of the guitar, the lower part of the guitar neck, unless you're doing that, your thumb and fingers should be sort of parallel, where none of the flesh, like of the lower thumb or the lower index finger, should touch anywhere, any part of the guitar. Like, in other words, don't slant your fingers. Keep them straight up and down in relation to the guitar neck. Too many people want to have your first finger, like, as a leverage point where it's slanted, and then it creates, you know, muscle memory nightmares, right? So everything should be parallel. But do it the wrong way. way just so you can feel. The only exception, again, is when you do vibrato, where the knuckle, the first knuckle, the biggest knuckle of the first finger rests against the top of the bottom of the fretboard. But other than that, everything should be parallel. Alright, and so, and then all these notes, I mean, all these fingers should have their knuckles bent quite a bit. Please do it. Please play G minor pentatonic, where, like, you have how many different knuckle points? Like, at least two, not including the, yeah, maybe all three if you include the main one that joins the hand. You know, all three are engaged. And you have plenty of arch over the strings. That allows you to play on fingertips. You should not be playing flat, you know. Only on the tips. Of course, you can't see you who are listening to this, but just keep on fingertips and keep those knuckles curled, you know, engaged. So do it a little while. Just concentrate on that. If any other part of your flesh touches besides the, you know, the side of the thumb and the fingertips, then something's wrong. Whereas with the picking hand, everything is touching. You know, the fretting hand, nothing is touching except the back of the thumb, the side of the back of the thumb, and the fingertips. And play right behind the frets. This is another mistake I see people do. You know, when you're playing, let's say you play top string, third fret, and you should be right behind the metal without really touching the metal, but just behind it gives you the cleanest sound. If you're behind, pull your finger back like another half an inch so it's at the back of the fret. It's hard to get a clean sound. The string starts coming up away from the fret a little bit. By the time it gets to the fret, it needs to. So listen to the difference between that and this. It sounds so much nicer and cleaner, and it's less effort too. So just take a minute to look at that all your fingers are behind, right behind the fret on fingertip. Nothing else touches your fretting hand except the strings on the fingertips and the back of the thumb. And you're right behind the fret. Speaking of the fingers being curved, if you look at the guitar where, like, your head is right over the neck and all the strings, like, line up as one single line, your fingers should be curled that much that the finger pads line up with the big knuckles where each finger connects to the hand. Like, you know, that's how curved it should be. The finger pads, the pads of your fingers are actually facing the knuckles. That's how curved they should be, which is a lot of curve. Most people do not do that much. So take a minute and play G minor pentatonic, looking at the curve of your hands. If you can look across the radius of the neck and see if your finger pads are facing the big knuckles. And keep your wrist as straight as possible, but not as straight as possible, but just as relaxed as possible. It is going to have to bend a bit. Earlier I said about how your wrist comes forward, but it shouldn't be like pressure, you know. Yes, I could maybe almost see what time it is on your watch, but it shouldn't feel pressure. It should feel relaxed. And keep your feet flat on the floor. That's something we didn't talk about, but this next one's a big one. Only apply as much pressure as needed to make the string sound. Notice that if you put a lot more pressure on your fretting hand, and then you pick the note, like, it sounds no different at all. So you're only putting just enough pressure for the string to ring clearly. In fact, on electric, if you push too hard, you'll change the pitch of it, which you don't want to do. So keep it super light. So take a minute. This is a big one. Take a minute and make sure you're playing only with just as much. In fact, how about this idea? Lighten up your touch so much that you can't even, the notes don't sound anymore. And you'll find that you almost can't even do it. You almost can't even go too light, right? Your fingers just know, and it's much like, if you're doing what I'm saying right now, you're much less tension or much less force than you were just a minute ago, just by my saying it. And I do this too. Mm-hmm. know, one little secret is, like, a lot of the masters, guitar players, there are exceptions. Like, Stevie Ray Vaughan is an exception. He uses super thick strings, and he plays with a lot of tension. But most, you know, pro guitarists, they play with super little tension. Everyone from, like, Joe Satriani to Steve Vai to Pat Metheny, John Scofield, etc. Like, both the jazz and the rock ends of the spectrum, they play with super light touch. And over the years, I keep on lightening my touch. Over the years, my amp settings, like, you know, we're talking years here, not just like a few months or days. My amp settings, you know, it went from like 4 to 5 to like 6 to like 6.5. Like, you have to be playing with so little. The problem is, you know, when you get some tension, then all of a sudden it's too loud because your amp's set at freaking 6.5. So it's, but there are nights where I can go in the sweet spot and stay relaxed and just let the amp do all the work. Electric guitar is so easy. You don't have to push at all. You don't have to do anything. It's compared to like a drummer or something. You're doing no work. So just take a few minutes again. Play that with almost no tension. Again, try and go such little tension that you can't even play the note, and your fingers will still hold the note in place. I should get the electric for this part. Alright, just as an experiment, this is like me playing with a lot of tension and a low setting on the amp, like. Right? And then this is me playing with a very loud, like. Now you can kind of tell because one or two notes jumped out a little. Like, I'm putting almost no effort in there at all, and there's just no point in wasting all that energy. So this is a big, and if you think I'm making a big deal out of this, when I went to the International Teachers Convention, they did this for a whole session. They did a session on fretting hand biomechanics, but then they did a whole VIP session on one of the other nights. Not everyone went to the VIP. I signed up for it. They had a whole thing on have almost no tension where you're like your thumb is about to fall off the neck, you know. Like, it's as me and you were just discovering, it's almost impossible to play with too little tension where you're not making the note. So do that for a few more minutes. It's an amazingly powerful concept that people forget. And when I play, like, on a good night, if I play, it's like so little work. When you're changing position, like let's say we're gonna go from the 3rd fret to like the 8th fret, if we did like a C shape, G minor pentatonic. I'll let you work that out for a second. The G shape would be where the roots are on strings 5 and 2, frets 10 and 8 respectively. So 5 and 2, frets 10 and 8. So string 5, fret 10, yeah, and string 2, fret 8, that's where your two roots are for this new position, and then play the minor pentatonic there will be, good, you got your position. So in this particular case, changing position, your thumb is the guide. So because we talked about your thumb should be at the 2nd relative fret, your thumb should, in this case, be behind fret 9. Right? Even if you don't use finger 2 in the scale, which I don't think you do in this case, that's where the 2nd finger would go, right? So you're going to move from 3rd position, where your thumb's behind the 4th fret, to 8th position, where your thumb's behind the 9th fret, so to speak. Right? And your thumb is the guide, and it moves, and your rest of your fingers follow. And all the rules that we talked about up to this point, everything we talked about how the thumb should rest, where it should rest, how the fingers should arch, how the pad should be in front of the knuckles, all that stuff should apply when you're changing positions. Don't let everything go out the window when you change positions. So So I'm going to ask you to take a few minutes and play, you know, at third position. And then keep thumb, you know, as a guide. Both up and back. And one more thing is the fingers that aren't playing should stay close to the strings. Don't pull them away. I see a lot of people do this too. Keep the fingers, like, as close as possible to the strings. Even my pinky tends to pull away a little bit, but it really doesn't have to. You know, you should have to move no more than, like, maybe at most a centimeter. You know, so you're not moving a lot. Again, this is no work. We're not drummers. We're just doing very little work. Even playing harmonica is too much. There's too much hot air going on. Guitar, we got it made. We got it made in the shade. I'm just kidding, because when I once tried to learn harmonica and I couldn't do it, I kept getting dizzy and
it seems like hard work to me.
It was too much blowing. All right, there is one exception to the don't use your first finger as a leverage for the other fingers. There is an exception there. Like we were talking about earlier, having your hand parallel, like the fingers and thumb parallel to where you're going, like the fingers not on the side, none of the flesh between the lower thumb and the index finger should touch the neck. But when you're playing multiple notes on a string, let's say you're back in third position, second string, and you want to play, so second string frets 3, 5, and 6. And you're going to play 3, 5, 6, 5, 3. Here, I would turn my finger sideways so that the flesh is touching some of the neck, because otherwise you can't get, it's too hard to get, if you don't do it like that, to get independence and motion and strength in the other two fingers. You feel that? Like, try to do it without using the first finger being leveraged. You almost can't do it. So that is an exception to the rule right there. Alright, and then the last thing is about the string muting. Any string from strings 2 to 6, when you play a note, your first finger, even though it's bent, will still lay very lightly against the top string or the strings above it. So let's say you're playing string 2, fret 3. Right? Your finger's going to be arched, but it's very lightly going to touch string 1, so that in case you hit it, and so one way to double check if you're doing it right is to actually force your picking hand to play strings 2 and 1, but you're only hearing one note instead. That means you're muted. Now let's do it on string 3. You're going to play string 3, fret 3, and play all three strings, 3, 2, and 1, and only string 3 should be heard. Like, yeah, I can hear some of your other, so, which means play on fingertip more. Play that string on fingertip more, but still touch the others very lightly. It takes a little while, yeah. Keep your guitar straight up and down. Don't keep it... That's another thing, we didn't really talk about this. Don't keep your guitar where the higher portion of your guitar is more towards you than the lower portion. Don't keep it back like that. If you want to be able to see, too bad. Just keep it straight up and down, you know. So, going back to this muting thing, now we got string 3. Now let's go to string 4. You're going to play string 4, fret 3, with lightly touching the other three strings above it, and now you're going to play strings 4, 3, 2, and 1, and only string 4 should ring. Should sound like mine, like there's a little click noise, but other than that, you don't hear anything. Yeah. And that's how you mute. Remember I was talking about the Rick Beato and Tim Pierce. They were talking not only about the muting with the picking hand, which we talked about already, but the fretting hand, that's a big one. Now let's go to string 5, fret 3, same business. You're going to play strings 5, 4, 3, and 2, and 1, and only have string 5 ring. So, and if you're hearing, which I'm hearing a little bit, it means touch the other strings a little lighter. Especially string four, I hear that one ringing out a little bit. You're still on a curve, your finger isn't flat, but it's resting just enough on the others. This is a little bit of a nuance, takes something to get used to. That's better, you feel that? What'd you do differently?
I didn't tilt my hand.
You tilt your hand like towards, like which way? What'd you do?
Instead of having it arched up like this, I had to lay it down like that.
I still don't see that, but that's all right. So you arched it back a little bit. That's fine. That's fine. All right, and then string six. Should only have one note ringing out. So I'm hitting all six strings. Great exercise. Hit all six like you're strumming. And only one note's ringing. Hear other ones, it means you're touching them too rigorously. It does take some time to get used to that. So you're touching string five just a little too much. That's better. Strum. Yeah. All right, a little bit, but that takes some time to get used to it. That's good.